blind, have low vision, or have another print disability which makes reading, holding a book, or turning a page difficult or impossible. The content is copyrighted by the respective publishers. For more information, please visit us on the web at nfradioreading.org.
Hi, this is Nick, and for the next few minutes, I'll be reading from the day's newspaper comics and the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. And as always, on this Sunday, January 11th, 2025, 6. Hey, within the first month, you're allowed to say the wrong year. Family Circus. We begin, as always, on Sundays. As Dolly and the kids are walking past a couple handicapped parking spots.
"You can't park there unless you're driving a wheelchair," says Dolly.
Blondie. Dagwood's at Lou's. Lou's making himself pour a cup of coffee.
"Have you noticed? There are so many reality shows that feature diners, Lou."
"It so happens one of my regular customers is in Network Big Shot."
"You're kidding me."
"He's always bugging me to do a reality show on my diner."
"Boy, Lou, that sounds fabulous."
"He even wants to feature my chef. Obviously, I keep turning him down because a bunch of cables, lights, and cameras might chase away my regular customers."
As the chef pops in,
"Thanks again, Lou. That could have made me a star."
"Get over it. Those soupy pots and pans are waiting for you."
"Zits." Mom was holding a sock.
"This is the only thing of yours that actually made it to the laundry room. And this sink full of dirty dishes needs to be washed." There's a massive pile. "And go scrape the mushrooms growing in your shower. And pick up these shoes while you're at it."
As little Jeremy's just sitting there.
Her overindulgent parenting skills are really slipping.
Beale Bailey. Sarge is at the therapist, Dr. Bunkus, his office.
"Why do I overeat?"
"It could be caused by anxiety. You might be compensating for something in your childhood."
"I did have a difficult relationship with my mother."
"In what way?"
"She never gave me enough snacks."
Dennis the Menace. Mom's putting Dennis's coat on. She puts his boots on, puts a hat on, puts gloves on.
"Wait, I just remembered something. There's a rocket marathon on now. There's a rocket robot marathon on now, Mom. You can't go outside."
"Mutz," Mooch says to Earl. They're laying there against the fire. Or they're just laying there. Mooch suddenly sniffs.
"What's cooking?"
"You."
"Ah!"
This is Bud is very red. As Mooch runs up the stairs and sits into the bath that his owner's husband is sitting in.
"Think of the horrible,"
Loot says to... Well, no, I don't think it's Loot. Hamlet. Hamlet says to his grandmother,
"Grandma, what was your life like when you were a kid?"
"Very tough. I had chores from sunup to sundown every day. Did you ever complain? There was no point. Children were seen but not heard."
"Luckily, times have changed," as Hagar's on the couch with a ping pong paddle. "Did you hear something, Hamlet?"
"Did you hear something, Hamlet?"
Hi, and Lois. You see ya. Hey, Thirsty and High are outside. There's a branch on the ground.
"That was some storm last night.
It was really blowing."
"You have to get someone to cut that branch up.
It fell off a tree in your yard. I'll send you a bill."
"I'm not paying."
"This is how family feuds get started," says Lois to Irma.
Rhymes with orange. We see a businessman looking outside. There's a couple of birds.
"In my day, there was no loneliness academic. You work away by being lonely at the top."
"After everything we have, sir,"
says the man he's talking to. Break of day, we see a deep dish pizza.
"My toppings are just an insignificant speck in the universe." It's a 2 deep dish pizza.
And Snuffy Smith.
Snuffy says to his